the pandemic and quarantine, I think our lives are not going to be the same
when
anymore.
It all started, we were used to that we can all be in the same space. And all of a sudden, when we couldn't share a space, that put to the forefront the like how much inequity there is actually in higher education.
People are going to actually realize and realize their lives and understand that the things that we have taken for granted are not going to be like
that
anymore.
Are we redefining space and what it means to share space with people? We've been not around each other for the most part. Someday, hopefully in the future, we will be able to be together again. But to what extent has our expectations of the space we share with other people changed?
Space is actually the word that captures a lot of these elements that put people in different like playing fields during the pandemic. We are going to be in a different space as artists and as musicians. How can we look to the future and craft our art the way that everybody has a space to participate and be artists and be valued equally?
Art has the role of moving us forward, always forward. It's always been a bridge between all the people and all the needs, all the feelings, all the thoughts, all the experiences.
I feel like
and
I'm too hopeful in a sense. We're going to have to find a way to adapt to a sense of like the new reality, because this is like the first time that I go through such a major thing that's affecting everybody. Finally being able to use this to kind of support each other in a sense, understanding like others and kind of getting out of our own shell instead of thinking of ourselves. Utilize art for it to like kind of make it closer. And I think that technology may help a little more than at least what I expected.
In that 1 week of frenzy made me personally think about how much love there is between me and my international students, how much of a void there is in general in the system of education. There is no love, there is no care. And that bothered me a lot. When I don't see love, it hurts. And that made me think how helpless I am as an educator or as an artist who primarily functions based on passion and love. Okay, what can I do? How effective I can be as an individual to use my art as a voice, as a tool of change, to move people.
Art has the role of moving us forward.
And I'm really hoping that this is a change that will keep continuing. And it's not just that we talk about it now and we'll return to normal and it's all poof, gone.